चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
चीनीमंडी एक्सक्लूसिव पैनल इंटरव्यू ऑन शुगरकेन। Improving sugarcane production will help in the prosperity of the farmers and other stakeholders associated with the sugarcane cultivation. Currently, the prime concern of the cane growers and the sugar industry is to achieve higher sugarcane productivity and higher sugar recovery, both of which support maximum economic returns. The wider spatial and temporal variations in soil characteristics are the major constraint for achieving the maximum cane productivity. An interesting panel interview with veterans from the Indian sugar industry took place on Chinimandi, where deliberation various approaches such as the development of high yielding and high sugar varieties, development of sugarcane based cropping system, production technologies including soil and water management, economically viable production and protection technologies. Interviewers: Mr. D.S. Gurup, ex-MD, Shri Datta Shetkari SSK Limited, Shirol; Mr. D.M. Raskar, CEO, Srinath Maskoba Sakhar Karkhana Limited, Pune. Interviewee: Dr. Ram Kushal Singh, ex-senior sugarcane breeder, developed 7 sugarcane varieties including 3 early maturing high varieties sugarcane, that is COS08272, COS96268, COS95255, COS08272 is being popular among the growers and the sugar industries in subtropical climate. Published 204 research articles including 83 in referred journals. Excerpts. Question: What inspired you in developing sugarcane variety? Answer: I started my career in 1989 at sugarcane breeder at Sugarcane Research Institute, Shahjahanpur, UP. During this period, COJ64 was popular among the sugar industries as well as in growers of UP, Haryana and Punjab due to its late losing nature regarding high sugar recovery. I had inspired with the late losing quality of COJ64, then ruling variety of North India. Question: How did you come to this field? Being a breeder, my goal was to develop such early maturing high sugar varieties having high tonnage with multiple resistance against diseases and pests, along with good ratooning and sustain up to the April in North Indian conditions, so that sugar industries as well growers could be benefited with sustainable sugar and sugarcane productivity. Question: You have developed 07 varieties of sugarcane. What was the focus while this development? Answer: Since my joining in sugarcane breeding, I had focused to develop a concept of seedling selection under space transplanting conditions for picking high sugar genotypes in early generation, which had accepted by all the breeders and followed till now in most of sugarcane research organization. As a concentrated effort, developed a concept of selection during early phase of growth for developing early maturing high sugar variety of sugarcane. As a result, the work on breeding for early maturing varieties had started by me in UP Council of Sugarcane Research, resulting able to develop 7 sugarcane varieties including 4 early maturing high sugarcane varieties, that is COS08272, COS96268, COS96260, COS95255 and 3 high sugar varieties: COS97261, COS88216, COS91269. Among these, COS08272 is being popular among the growers and sugar industries in subtropical climate. Question: Which are the most popular variety ever developed and what made it so popular? COS08272, an early maturing high yielding rich sugar variety, have multiple resistance against diseases and pests. COS08272 is a rare combination of 4 desirable attributes, that is early maturity, red rot resistance, high cane yielding and good ratooning ability. It is a farmer's and factory's loving variety due to its excellent industrial qualities, that is early maturing, sustainable rich sugar recovery, higher cane and ratoon yielding ability with moderately resistant to red rot and resistant to smut, poca, bowing and other diseases. The genotype has impressive good field stand, profuse and synchronized tillering, erect nest, solid, vigorous growth, dark lush green foliage, most suitable for fodder, tall canes with non-lodging tendency. Question: Nowadays the sugarcane crop is blamed as high water consuming crop. What is your scientific opinion? Answer: Integrated management of water is the need of the day, especially for sugarcane crop. Deep irrigation or light irrigation in alternate rows after 20 to 30 days intervals could be adopted to save water for the future. Question: researchers from Uttar Pradesh have researched well on sugarcane variety. Are they disease resistant and can they be implemented apart from Uttar Pradesh? UP Council of Sugarcane Research has given priority to develop high sugar varieties having moderately resistant against devastating red rot disease. As a result, linkage among the early maturity, thickness, high sugar content, multi-ratooning and susceptibility against red rot disease could be broken, and with the result variety COS08272 could be developed, which is high sugared and moderately resistant to red rot. It has also been appreciated by sugarcane industries, growers and researchers from different parts of the country. Question: how many ratoons does the sugarcane variety developed by you produce in percentage wise, and how will it grow in the future? Answer: 3 ratoon crop of COS08272 could be harvested with 400 to 500 per acre or 100 to 125 under subtropical conditions. It is due to its profuse and synchronized tillering even in winter harvested cane with less mortality. Question: which are the sugarcane varieties used for crossbreeding to increase sugarcane production, remains drought resistant and disease resistant? Answer: CO0238 and COLK94184, COS08272 and COC671, CO0118 and COS08272, CO98014 and COLK94184 could be utilized in crossbreeding to increase sugarcane and sugar productivity along with water stress and disease tolerant in future. Question: how will the new sugarcane varieties prove as a blessing for the milk industry? Answer: COS08272 and related sugarcane varieties with soft, smooth and lush green foliage could be blessings for milk industry due to the presence of high proteins, minerals and sugar content. Question: what would your piece of advice for farmers be? Answer: farmers should grow early maturing high sugar and red rot tolerant varieties like COS08272 with moderate fiber content having 2 to 3 ratooning ability, so the tolerance would be developed against aboitic and biotic stresses, that is tolerant to diseases and pests, water stress, salinity and alkalinity, crop rotation with green manuring, vermicompost, compost and bioagents like Trichoderma, Pseudomonas, etc. should be adopted regularly to enrich organic content of soil.